Okay, Scotty, this one's for you. We've heard a lot this season about how even the lower teams on the ladder at their best can beat any other. There's been no shortage of evidence to back that up. Perhaps a better indicator of success in 2015, though, is how sides fare when they're at their worst. And on that score, the news isn't good for those desperate to see a change in football's status quo. It wasn't a great start to the year for Hawthorn, 4-4 after 8 rounds and 4 games away from top spot. They still mightn't get to top spot by the end of 23 rounds either, but that doesn't mean they won't be odds on to make it 3 flags in a row. The Hawks' capacity to simply hang in there, even when well below their best, has served them well. It did so again in the first half against Essendon yesterday. And their higher gears, as were rolled out again in the second half, are simply far more impressive than any other contenders. You can keep looking for chinks in their armour, you can look for days, weeks, but they always have a backup plan. Like Noah's Ark, they seem to have at least two of everything. Cyril Rioli misses, Paul Puopolo steps up and kicks 4 goals. James Frawley gets injured, Brian Lake and Josh Gibson go to another level. Jared Ruffhead not kicking goals, move him into the midfield where he picks up a lazy 29 possessions. Over the next 3 weeks, the Hawks play Collingwood, Fremantle and Sydney. As good as those three have been, they're going to need something special to upset Hawthorn. The Hawks are already flag favourites, and by the end of that run, they might be unbackable ones.
Oh, gee, I can't remember the last time when we played the Pies last. Yeah, but you know, they won 8 games for the year, and you know, played some really good footy, and you couldn't help but be impressed with the way they went about it against Fremantle on Thursday night. So we're in for a real fierce contest, but we'll recover well from this game and quickly review what we did well and not so well today, and then put that aside and set ourselves for a really big challenge on Friday night.